Those who can do, those who cannot do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Man lives in an expanding universe. The power of that expansion stretches light and matter as it races outward toward the unknown beyond space and time. Humanity's greatest philosophers believe that thought and story are themselves a kind of energy, pervading throughout mankind and beyond. As our science expands, so too must our tales expand towards the incredible. This cosmic expansion is known as Redshift. Tonight, in partnership with Apex Magazine, Redshift presents a story of love and betrayal. A simple headache unlocks secrets perhaps too shameful to comprehend. Modern science produces many miracles, but none like Magenta by Bob Williams.
Ugh, you two are almost too adorable for words.
Oh, stop. We're just like any other couple.
Don't sell yourself short. How long have you been together?
10 years.
It's been quite the adventure.
I can see that. Oh, these pictures are amazing. Is this the jungle?
Belize. We took that while on a zipline near the...
Jaguar Cave.
Yes, that's it. Terrifying.
I bet. I'm sure you have plenty of great shots.
You know, I never thought that pictures are necessary. If it's a good memory, it'll stay with you, you know?
You must have had many adventures if you only took photos on a few of your trips. Your entryway looks like something out of a travel magazine.
That would be Chris's doing. Most of those pictures are from recent trips. Chris finally wore me down and brought out the camera.
Can I get you some coffee, Lisa?
You should try it. It's from one of Chris's coffee plantations in New Sumatra. Keeps the no-caffeine headaches away.
Oh, very nice. Sure. I'll take a cup. Hey, you know what works for my headaches? My yoga instructor taught us a way to hold your hands to your face that knocks out pain. You just put your fingers here, and then your thumb here, and you slowly rotate.
And here's your coffee, ladies.
Oh, sorry. Mmm. Oh, this coffee is pretty great, Chris. Oh, and let me guess. These croissants are from your private chef in Paris.
No, no, no. As from the cafe down the street.
Hun, remember when we went to Paris for our honeymoon? He pitched it to me with that terrible accent.
We are lovers. Paris is for lovers.
And that worked?
When a beautiful man wants to bring you to Paris, you don't question it too much.
So how did you two meet?
It was Seattle. Elliott Bay, I think. I was visiting my sister Elena, and I had just picked up a copy of Michael Corita's Cypress House. From behind, I hear this, "You can't go wrong with that one. Really anything by Corita is a home run."
You sly devil.
Worked, didn't it?
He invited me to lunch, then to drinks, and now here we are. Wow, I haven't thought about that weekend in a long time.
Well, I'll be thinking about this croissant all the way to class today. I should be on my way. It was very nice meeting you, Chris, and I'll see you next week, Magenta.
Nice meeting you, Lisa.
See you, Lise.
So, what did you want to do tonight, Mags?
Right now, all I want to do is sit and watch the sunset with you.
I can do that.
I love this view. I remember the first time I came to this house, I thought I could love a man who loves this view.
Yeah? How did that work out for you?
So far, so good.
I should really get some work done.
I suppose, if you have to.
I've got that meeting with the other investors about the Downbeat deal tomorrow. I'll be in my office if you need anything.
Okay. Love you.
Love you too.
Nurse, has the body been prepped?
Yes, doctor.
Very good. Making the incision now.
Oh, what was that? What time is it?
it? It's still dark. Oh, why is it so hot in here? He's still asleep. Better not wake him. He's got that meeting tomorrow. Slippers, 10 steps to the hall, close the door. Oh, what is going on? I've never felt like this before. Like I'm scared of something, but why? What was that dream about? Well, I'm up anyway. Might as well have some coffee. This headache. Okay, set brewing to 12 cups. Chris always makes 12 cups.
Don't worry, Megs. I'll drink whatever you don't finish.
He'll always be the only one who calls me Megs. Coffee's done. Grab some chocolate creamer right next to the milk. Took us forever to find that chocolate creamer, like the one we had on the trip to Brussels. Ugh, this headache. What was Lisa talking about? That hand technique for headaches? I think it was finger here, thumb there, and just slowly rotate for...
You're going to burn it.
I'm not gonna burn it, Mom.
You're going to burn it. Your flame is too high.
Mom, I know what I'm doing. I've made this for YouTube dozens of times before.
And you've burned it dozens of times before.
Go sit down at the table, y'all. Batter, I'll make sure I burn it extra crispy just for you.
I don't know how I'll raise such an ungrateful child. You'll be the death of me, Cassandra.
What? Why am I on the floor? Wait, I can't move. Where am I? How did I get here? I don't recognize anything. Oh my God, am I gonna die here? Help!
Magenta?
Help me!
Magenta, are you okay? Oh my God.
Who is that? Should I know him? Mister, please help me. I can't move. I'm not hurt. At least I don't think I am, but I can't move.
Magenta, are you okay? Say something, anything, please.
Magenta, is that me?
Please
Magenta?
Say something.
Am I with
please?
This man?
Okay.
Damn it, why can't I
Magenta.
Remember? Oh, shut up, man, and let me think.
I hope you can hear me. This is all my fault. I have to make a call. I know someone who can help. I'm sorry. I'll explain everything. I'll be right back.
Don't leave me. I can hear you. What do you mean this is all your fault? Tell me what's going on. I'm scared. Who are you? Why am I here? Why can't I remember?
Dr. Birch, it's Christopher Martinez, and I have an emergency. It's Magenta. Something's happened.
Calm down. Take a deep breath and tell me what's happened.
It's Magenta. I was asleep when I heard breaking glass and a hard thud. I ran out to the living room and she was on the ground, just completely motionless. I mean, her eyes are moving, but her body isn't. What do I do?
Well, this is peculiar. Do you recall the model number for the implant?
Of course I don't. I can't be expected to remember every little detail. I'd have to go consult my records. Listen, I have you on here now. Do you know anything I can try?
There are a couple of options.
Okay, tell me.
At the base of the neck, if you apply a small amount of pressure, you will, for lack of a better term, trip a cognitive reset. We'll retrieve the unit in the morning and return it as soon as we diagnose the issue and resolve it.
Unit? This is my wife we're talking about. Show some respect.
Don't take me for a fool, Mr. Martinez, and I won't take you for the same. You called me, remember? I am well aware of the circumstances of our meeting and doing business together.
Fine. What's the other option? And why wasn't I made aware of these possibilities from the beginning?
If I had to speculate, Mr. Martinez, I would argue that you never read anything I gave you other than the authorization to proceed document and the forms to script the memories. Your concern was getting the unit just the way you desired and into the home as quickly as possible, and damn the fine print. Furthermore, since your initial interest in reanimates and subsequent delivery of the unit, this is the first time I have ever been aware that you remembered investing in us.
Oh, go to hell, Doctor. What is the second option?
Very well. If you place your fingers to the temples of the unit on both sides and apply pressure...
You mean push?
Yes. Place your thumbs on her cheeks and your four fingers on her temples and push. Hold for 5 seconds and that will begin a hard reboot of the Cybertech heart and the mimesis chip. Although the eyes will remain open, the unit will shut down completely before rebooting and regenerating the life cycle. Once she has new memories implanted, she should come out of it with a slight headache, and the memory you implant will take care of the situation completely. Perhaps a fall and a bump on the head would be the easiest.
Thank you, Dr. Birch.
Where did he go? What is taking him so long?
Okay, good news, Magenta. I've spoken with the doctor, and I think I can help you.
Who is Magenta? My name is Cassandra. Yes. Cassandra. My name is Cassandra.
I don't know if you can hear
help
me or not, Magenta.
Please, I want to
really
go
hope
home.
You can. I'm not even sure what this is, but it looks like there's some kind of malfunction.
Malfunction? What do you mean,
it's okay,
malfunction?
Though. I spoke with Dr. Birch from Reanimates, and he told me what to do.
What? What are you talking about?
I'm going to try to reboot you.
What? No, don't do this. You were supposed to help me. My name is Cassandra. Cassandra Allen. I live in Nashville, Tennessee. I want to go home right now.
You probably won't remember any of this. Once I get the memories written and implanted, everything will go back to normal pretty quickly,
I don't know
quickly,
who this magenta person is, but I am Cassandra. I have a family, a mother, a sister, and a daughter. They must be missing me. It's all come back to me now. Don't take this away from me. I have to get back to them. I'm begging you, please do not do this.
Things will get back to the way they were, and we'll just put this all behind us.
Mister, I know you can't hear me, but for God's sake, listen. I deserve to live. There are people who love me. They must be wondering where I am. Does this magenta, does she know what you've done? Would she let you kill me if she knew about me? Does she know you stole my life?
I'm just going to place my thumbs here and my other finger on your temple and
this
push.
This isn't fair.
Here.
I deserve to live. I deserve to live. What?
Magenta, is that you? Are you up, sweetie?
I deserve to live. Yes, Christopher.
I brought tea. This should make you feel better.
Christopher... my darling, we have to talk.
Of course, dear. What can I...
Christopher, what have you done?
What do you mean?
What I mean is something is not right in this house. Something is terribly wrong.
Babe, you had a fall. You rode the ambulance, remember? It's been a very long day. The doctor said you might have some side effects. Don't worry too much, though. Everything will be back to normal soon.
Chris, I need to ask you something, and it's very important.
Sure. Anything, babe.
Who is Cassandra Allen?
God damn it!
Chris!
How do you know that name?
Chris, I don't.
I said, how do you know that name?
I saw her. She told me. I mean, I saw her saying her name.
What do you mean you saw her?
I don't know. She was in my head. She said she deserved to live. What does that mean?
You are alive because Cassandra Allen is dead.
Hey, Pumpkin, how was school?
Fine, I guess. What are you making?
Dinner.
Yes, I know, Mom. I mean, what are you making?
Burgers. Don't change the subject. How did that test go?
It went fine. Jeez. Not like I'm ever going to need to know the capital of Uzbekistan ever.
Tashkent, you only know that because it was on Jeopardy last week, Mom.
Won that lady $800.
Well, see, someday that test could win you a...
Mom? Mom?
What does that mean, I'm alive because she died? What are you saying?
I don't know where to begin.
Try the beginning.
All right. Are you sure you want to hear this, Magenta?
More than you could possibly know.
You are my wife, Magenta. You were Cassandra Allen.
How is that even possible?
Cassandra Allen had a rare heart condition that caused her death. Neither she nor her family knew it existed. She died suddenly and painlessly while cooking dinner for her daughter one night.
Oh my God.
When her body...
My body?
When your body came into the morgue, it was flagged as a viable candidate for a venture that I was an investor in, but not as of yet a client.
What venture? What is it called?
Reanimates.
What the hell is Reanimates?
Reanimates is a company run by a doctor named James Birch. It uses the bodies of deceased individuals, provides them with a new robotic heart, and places them in cryogenic storage until a suitable client purchases them as a mate.
Excuse me? Are you in some way insinuating that you bought me from this Reanimates?
Well, yes, but...
How could you be so cold about this?
I'm not being cold about anything.
You're telling me I'm not who I thought I was, like you were reading some investor's report. I was a real person, Chris.
Listen, besides the cybertech heart, which goes into every vessel, there is a mimesis chip that is inserted into the brain. It acts as a memory wipe, and then through technology I don't even understand myself, new memories are created and uploaded directly into the brain. Once everything is synced, the vessel is activated and reanimated. In essence, they wake up a new person.
And you did this to Cassandra?
Baby, she was dead already. Her death had nothing to do with me, us, or anything. Look, I was lonely. I was tired of being alone. I wanted a companion. Someone to love, and I do love you completely.
But you don't even know me. Not really. According to you, you wiped Cassandra's memories and implanted new ones. Here's a question. Do I even have a sister, Elena?
No.
Did we even meet on Elliott Bay in Seattle?
No.
Have we even been on any of the trips I remember?
No.
I remember us being married for 10 years. 10 supposedly wonderful years, Christopher. Are we even married? Really married? After all, am I even considered a human being?
No. By law, you're considered a cybernetic organism.
And have I been your faithful, loving wife for 10 years, Christopher?
No.
How long have I actually been your property, Christopher?
6 months.
Oh my God, I cannot believe this.
Magenta, I understand. This is in an unbelievable amount of information to absorb. We can get through this, though. You need to believe what I said. I love you.
How can you love a toy you bought at the store, Chris? Do you even know what love is?
Of course. Yes, I do.
Bull. Love is what Cassandra Allen had for her daughter. Love is what she felt for her mother. Love is the pain they both feel from the gaping hole in their lives since she died. And you, Chris? You and this Dr. Birch disgraced their love for her by bastardizing her body with scripted memories of a love that was never fostered, was never organic, was never true. No, you have no idea what love is. Chris?
Yes, Magenta?
I want you to do something for me.
Anything.
I want you to shut me down.
No, Magenta, please.
But before you do it, though, you are going to promise me you will make a sizable donation to the benefit of Cassandra's daughter. What was her name?
Amelia.
Amelia. You do good research. If there is anything she needs, you will take care of it. Do you understand?
Magenta.
Haven't you done enough? You have now participated in the destruction of 2 lives that resided in the same body.
I just wanted to love and be loved in return.
Love is organic, Chris. You don't get to buy love. You especially don't get to take someone else's love and make it your own. You don't deserve it.
I don't want you to go.
She deserved to live. Cassandra deserved to live, Chris.
I didn't kill her, Magenta.
You have the technology to bring people back from the dead, and this is what you decide to use it for? Every breath I take here and now is a breath stolen from her, regardless of the circumstances.
I... I know.
Chris, I'm saying goodbye. I understand why you did it. I understand that you didn't mean any harm. But if Cassandra doesn't get to live this life, then no one else should. Especially me.
But...
whatever care you were putting into me, or what you made me, put it toward Amelia Allen and her family. You owe them that. Promise me.
Yeah, I promise.
If it makes you feel better, there's a part of me that wants to kiss you and tell you I love you, and we can move past this.
No, it doesn't make me feel better.
Good. Do you know the shutdown sequence?
Yeah.
Then do it, Christopher. End this.
Goodbye. It's Christopher Martinez. It's done. Yes. Yes. I think so. Yeah. Very good. I'll see you on Monday. Thank you, Doctor.
There were no survivors. In happier news, the markets are up today with newcomer Reanimate surging in price from 25 and a quarter to 45 on news of...
This presentation of Magenta by Bob Williams was produced in partnership with Apex Magazine and was directed for podcast by Evan Peterson. This episode featured Lauren Haven as Magenta and Mike Deneen as Christopher. Additional voices were provided by Nicole Chapin, Aaron Kennedy, Amanda Milbratt, Bob Strootman, Eric Thompson, and Pam Torgrimson. Redshift is recorded at Minnehaha Recording Studios and is a Fancy Pants Gangsters production.